Here we go. Dealing with these children in school and
yeah.
Hey, yep. Baby, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. I know. It's a whole new world right now. Whole new world.
You know what? It's funny you say that. I believe it is a whole new world after all this. You know, it's so funny. I'm seeing all the pandemic movies that came out 6-7 years ago. And all of it looked like it was just a great movie at the time. Now we're looking at it saying, you know, this stuff ain't too far off. I think, you know, when we see each other now, the way we interact with people is going to be different now. The way we, like, you know, I was already funny about, you know, the shaking hands thing anyway, but I don't see people doing none of that stuff no more. I think all that's done. Like, it could be me, but I just think I could be wrong. You might feel differently. How you doing? What are you doing during our mandatory, you shouldn't go out there and be about in the public, you know, sphere?
How
you
Yes, I am doing well. I am an introvert, so I do well being away from people, and it's where I thrive. And so I have really just been maximizing my time. I've been cleaning and, you know, watching movies, taking some online courses, building some online courses. I've actually been doing a lot of self-love coaching in the last week or so, and painting, because you probably don't know this, and I didn't know until just last week, but I am an artist, and and I paint. Like, I haven't painted.
You just found out last week, though.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Dang, I haven't painted like since I was a teenager. So I'm just going to go outside and paint. And I actually did some painting, and I don't know. I feel good.
I haven't done none of that stuff. I'm not working at all. I've been getting the last few episodes of Ozark in from Netflix. I saw somebody say Ruth is tripping, so I had to figure out what that meant. Now that I'm at the end of season 3, I know Ruth is tripping, but so is the so I know nothing, but this has been interesting. You know, I feel closer to my girls because, you know, I got all girls. I feel closer to them. But
yeah.
I haven't been doing anything, but I know offline, not visually, we've been talking. And I know you've wrote a book, you know, dealing with abuse, mental abuse.
Yeah.
Not so much the physical in your book. I don't remember you saying much about that, but definitely the mental aspect of it and being, you know, getting some shiesty relationships. So I know we were talking about, and I got this from Shanaa Butler, Pimp C's wife, a couple of weeks back. And I never thought about this. When these kind of bad situations happen, you always think about how bad this particular situation is, but the residual effects, and of more bad that happens. And she says something, pray for all the children at home that, you know, school used to be the refuge for, but, you know, now that they're home with certain people, that refuge of getting away from that nasty individual, they're quarantined with this person and they have nowhere to go. And I thought about that. And then I've been seeing reports about divorce rates going up. I've been seeing reports about, unfortunately, domestic abuse going up, and I'm like, I wonder what JJ's, because you've dealt with that. I know you do a lot of talks where you go around the country and you talk to people about it. I'm like, I wonder what JJ's thoughts are on that.
Yeah.
Not just COVID, not just the virus, but how this virus is going to affect so many other things and a lot of other unfortunate.
Oh yeah,
because of it, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, not even just here in Houston, but I just read an article the other day that was talking about how in China, the domestic abuse phone calls to the hotline, like everything is just on the rise because you're right. People are at home with their abusers. For some people, either you had the opportunity to go to work and get away from them, or they were going to work, and now everybody is at home. And not just the fact that you're at home, but now you're at home and there's fear and there's anxiety and then there's stress and there's tension, and it's just the smallest thing is setting people off anyway, right? And it is scary for some people, and we don't really think about it, but just here in Houston, it's, you know, since the stay-at-home order went into effect 2 weeks ago, you had two different domestic abuse cases, killings here in Harris County. So you had one lady, she stabbed her husband to death. You had another person, a husband shot his wife, and the three kids were at home when it happened. And it's just like mind blowing, right? Like, oh my God, we're not thinking about how these people can't go anywhere. I think they said like the phone calls to the domestic abuse hotline just through the Women's Center has gone up like 45%. And, you know, that's, and it's just outrageous. Like, people need help and they are like, I need some place to go. And, you know, making sure that these people are just prepared to go. And
so at a time like this, what do you tell them? And I don't really see, I mean, on the news, all we hear is the virus.
Yeah.
But there's these people being locked in with these bad human beings that they can't get away from. And it's just as bad. And I know we're telling people, don't call 911 for this emergency. Don't do that. You can't go nowhere. But what do you tell this person that's going through this at this
time? Yeah.
What can we say at a time like this to those people?
Yeah. Some of the tips that I saw from the Houston Area Women's Center were just, one, first things first, is making sure you know where the weapons are that are in the house. If you are in a house with somebody who is abusive, like, just knowing where they are. So that's key, right? Because if something were to happen, you know what room not to go into, you know where, you already know where they're headed, you know what I mean? So you can get in the other direction or leave or run or whatever. Two is just preparing to go. Making sure that you have all your documentation together, whatever, your driver's license. If you need the important paperwork that you usually need to kind of start over with, you know, your social security cards and birth certificates and all that stuff, have all that stuff in an envelope somewhere, all together, even for your kids, so you are ready to go. Making sure that you give your kids like a safe code or like a secret code, so that when the abuse starts in the house, you can say that word and they know that they can go and call 911, because most likely your abuser is going to keep you from calling or keep you from your phone. So make sure you talk to your kids, give them that safe word, and then they already know, I'm headed to go get the phone so I can do this, or I'm headed to go to a neighbor's house so I can tell them, you know, what's going on. And then there's a number where people can call. If you do feel like you're in this situation, or you need some help, or you need some shelter, Houston Area Women's Center, they have 120 beds for shelter, which is not a lot when you're considering the whole entire, you know, city, right? And how many people are in need of shelter, but they are doing their best to work hard to help people to find shelter if they really need it. And y'all, listen, call 911. If you feel like your life is in danger, that is what it's there for. You gotta call. You gotta call or have somebody call for you.
Yeah. JJ, I appreciate it. I just had that on my mind because I don't hear a lot of talk about it on the airwaves. It's bothering me a bit because I think that there are people being left alone during this time. A lot of people being left alone for monsters to manage them. I think it's I'm just hoping that maybe somebody hear this and see it, that maybe they wouldn't have saw it somewhere else because they haven't seen it, they haven't been thinking about it,
and yeah,
opportunity to get away for a minute, and maybe this is shake them in place and say, hey, let me do something about this situation. I think it's never too late to do something about a bad situation. So
you
take care of it. What about the neighbor that sees something or hears something funny? What would you say to that person?
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times we live in the culture of, hey, man, I don't see the evil. I don't want to participate in the evil. You know, I don't want to reach the block. What do you do?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get out of that mentality because we need to care a little bit more and to become a little bit more compassionate towards people. you know, the one thing that people don't understand is when you are in a domestic abuse situation, it is very hard for that person to leave. And there are so many factors. I mean, so many factors, right? You know, financial abuse. Maybe that person really holds all the money. So I'm scared to leave because I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. The fear for my life. And it is, you know, the statistics show when people do actually leave, that's when it becomes more violent because those abusers are not having it. And so there's so many factors. So we do have to play our part. The same way that we do our part and call the mayor or whoever to say, hey, I need these potholes fixed on my street. Uh-huh. We need to be calling people saying, hey, I got people over here. My neighbor is being hurt by somebody physically or whatever. And it's like, I need to do something. So I want to give this number for the Houston Area Women's Center. So if anybody sees any of this happening, well, one, if you see something happening and you see someone's life in danger, please call 911. If you see that, you know, there's some abusive situations going on and maybe you're scared to call, here's a number that you can call. You can call them anonymously. You can just give them a tip. You can say, hey, I know that this is going on over here, or this person told me to call you. It's 713-528-2121, 713-528-2121. And like I said, the Houston Area Women's Center, they are busting their butts right now. You know, COVID-19, a lot of the resources are limited for, you know, and the counseling is limited for a lot of their clients because they can't come to the center, right? Like, we're trying to protect everyone the most that we can. And so it's, everyone has to do their part right now.
I got it. JJ, thank you so much. I pray for those people, as I know you do as well. But like I said, I don't really hear a lot of people talking about this issue. So
yeah.
Let us bring it up in hopes that other people bring it up and that something can be done about it. So we can at least, I got it. We got to be aware of COVID, but let's be aware of these people in some of these bad situations that are hurting as well. And they need some assistance too.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for even talking about it, Hatter. I really appreciate it because we got to spread the word.
I appreciate you. I can't wait to buy some of that art.
Listen, I'm going to start a Insta store. All right. And my paintings, I only got two right now, but you know, you and I always talk about how we at home trying to find that next grind.
I almost put the Cash App while we was talking. I was like, right there in the screen on the bottom, man, maybe nobody would be tripping.
Next time.
We're going to talk soon, Jay.
All right. See you, man. Thank you.